In Wenatchee, low-income senior housing units face long wait lists. The people living in these spaces are mostly white. Less than 10% of those living in these units are people of color. NWPB's Renee Diaz reports.
Shauna Smith is a manager at Garden Terrace, a low-income senior housing facility in Wenatchee. Places like Garden Terrace are overwhelmed with the number of people asking if a unit is available.
Because we've had phone calls upon phone calls of people, seniors calling saying, my fear is I'm going to be homeless. As rental companies that take over facilities or even individuals that own homes and or apartments are raising their rent. So the fear instilled in our seniors is that they're going to be homeless.
Currently, every low-income housing option through private and public organizations have wait lists that are 3 years long. They have over 100 people on these waiting lists. Units also don't open frequently. Alicia McRae is executive director of the Housing Authority of Chelan County and the City of Wenatchee.
Seniors tend to stay right in place longer. We refer people to other housing within the community, but I think everybody has waiting lists. But Garden Terrace would be one. There are other subsidized units that the Housing Authority doesn't own. But, you know, the risk is homelessness for the folks who can't afford to rent at the market rate.
Manuela Villa and Maria Romero are seniors who have worked in the ag industry for years and are struggling to find affordable housing. They said they have stopped trying to find housing because the wait list is too long.
No hemos buscado nosotros porque es muy larga la espera.
She says they have not searched by themselves because it is a long wait. Manuela Villa says lack of information is another barrier.
Falta información también. O muchas veces no sabe dónde están esos recursos. O sea, el ejemplo de mi suegra. No sabe dónde agarrar esos recursos.
He says many times they don't know where these resources are. His mother-in-law is an example of that. She doesn't know where to get them. Not having resources available in different languages adds barriers to accessing housing. And not understanding those resources may create confusion. Here's Smith from Garden Terrace again.
Just that waiting list, you know, that's overwhelming. So to try to explain that to somebody that may have limited English as well, because I struggle obviously with knowing Spanish, so I've had to really, really explain that many times.
Sahari Fiores currently works as a caregiver. She sees that many seniors that are alone in her job.
Mi trabajo te puedo decir que esas personas sufren, porque muchos de ellos, sus hijos están en otros estados, ellos están solitos. Y no tienen con quien platicar, no tienen más que por teléfono. Entonces, aún más me reafirma que pues nuestro deber de, como hijos es ayudar a nuestros padres.
She says from her work experience, she can tell these people suffer because the children of many of them are in other states. She also says they are alone and have no one to talk to, only on the phone. So it reaffirms to her that it is a children's duty to help their parents. Norma Gallegos is from the nonprofit Hand in Hand. She works with immigrants to earn their citizenship and sees their struggle to find housing.
You know, we don't have all the resources that perhaps our community needs to make sure that we have everyone in decent housing. To those seniors that have worked and lived here and have tremendous hours that they accumulated working in the ag industry.
Chelan County only meets 56% of the need for low-income housing units, according to the Washington State Department of Commerce. Reporting in Wenatchee, I'm Renee Diaz.
Renee Diaz reports for NWPB in collaboration with the Wenatchee World and the Murrow College of Communication Local News Fellowship Program.